Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a whole lot of calm, control, and courage. And today, we're tackling something that plagues almost all of us at some point. Procrastination. Ever feel like you're constantly running against the clock? Like there just aren't enough hours in the day? You know that feeling when you have this huge project looming over your head, and instead of diving in headfirst, you find yourself scrolling through social media, reorganizing your sock drawer, or suddenly developing an intense interest in birdwatching. Yeah, we've all been there. Procrastination is basically our brain playing hide-and-seek with responsibility, and it can seriously mess with our productivity and peace of mind. But fear not, my friends. Because today, we're arming ourselves with the tools to conquer procrastination and finally take control of our time. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you bust through that procrastination wall. Number 1, understand your why. We all have those tasks that feel like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. But what if I told you the secret weapon against procrastination isn't willpower, but purpose? Ask yourself, why is this task important to me? Maybe it's about contributing to a dream project, achieving a personal goal, or simply making progress towards a better version of yourself. When you connect with the deeper meaning behind your tasks, motivation magically appears. Number 2, break it down. Procrastination often stems from feeling overwhelmed by the sheer size of a task. It's like staring at a giant jigsaw puzzle and thinking, where even do I begin? Instead of getting bogged down by the big picture, break it into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it as building a skyscraper. You start with a solid foundation and gradually add floor by floor. Number 3, schedule your success. Think of your day like a precious pie. Every slice represents a specific task or activity. Don't just leave those slices blank. Schedule time for the things that matter most, even if it's just 15 minutes here and there. Treat these appointments with yourself as seriously as you would any other meeting. Number 4, find your flow state. We all have those moments where we get so absorbed in something that time seems to melt away, whether it's reading a captivating book, painting a masterpiece, or coding an amazing website. These are the flow states, and they are our secret weapon against procrastination. Find activities that ignite your passion and naturally pull you in. When you're in the zone, procrastination simply disappears. And finally, number 5, be kind to yourself. Perfectionism is a major procrastinator's best friend. But remember, progress over perfection is always the winning formula. Don't get bogged down by aiming for unattainable standards. Celebrate your small wins and acknowledge that every step forward counts. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a freelance writer with a looming deadline for an important article. She feels the familiar pang of anxiety, the dreaded "I have to write 1,000 words" spiral takes hold. Instead of starting, she finds herself endlessly cleaning her inbox, reorganizing her desk drawer, and even researching exotic bird species. Okay, maybe that's just me. Sound familiar? Sarah realizes she's caught in the procrastination trap. She remembers our 5 key takeaways. She knows writing this article is important for her career growth. So she breaks down the project into smaller chunks: research, outlining, drafting sections, and editing. She schedules specific time slots for each step, treats them like important meetings, and reminds herself that even 30 minutes of focused writing adds up. When she gets stuck, Sarah takes a break to do something enjoyable, maybe listen to some upbeat music or take a quick walk. This helps her return with renewed energy and focus. And most importantly, she remembers to be kind to herself. She knows perfection isn't the goal, progress is. So, what's the takeaway? Procrastination doesn't have to rule your life. By understanding your motivations, breaking down tasks, scheduling your success, finding your flow state, and practicing self-compassion, you can finally take control of your time and achieve your goals. Remember, my amazing listeners, you are capable of incredible things. Don't let procrastination hold you back. Take that first step today. Schedule a 30-minute block for the task that's been nagging at you. Share this episode with someone who could use a little nudge in the right direction, and let me know your thoughts on social media. I can't wait to hear your progress. And until next time, keep calm, stay stoic, and conquer those procrastination monsters.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.